So I have a question. How are small business owners like us, who are spending 60 plus hours a week working in our businesses and are still struggling to make ends meet, who have no time to spend with family, friends, or the things we value most in life, who feel trapped inside of our businesses and it is consuming our lives, how do we get the freedom to be able to work on our businesses and not in them? That is the question. This podcast will give you the answer. My name is John Nichols, and this is Expansion Code Radio. What's up, everyone? Welcome to today's podcast. My name is John Nichols, and this is Expansion Code Radio. So today, I have a fantastic guest from Toronto, Canada. It is Patty Mara, and she has a book called Up Solutions, Turning Your Team into Heroes and Customers into Raving Fans. Patty, welcome to Expansion Code Radio.
Absolute pleasure, John. Thanks for having me on your radio podcast.
Yeah, I tell you right now, I love getting women on my podcast. I just love you guys so much. Y'all give such great insight to so many things. So, Patty, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Great, John. Thank you. So, I'm a business coach. I work predominantly with retail and service businesses. And I have kind of have a two-prong approach. The first is I help retail service businesses position themselves for success in the marketplace. I find that most business owners think their business is what they sell, you know, like a car garage with mechanics or a carpet cleaning business or, you know, a clothing store. And so my argument is that what you sell is just the vehicle for how you create value. And your business is really the impact you have with your target audience. So I help businesses really identify what's the value they're creating, what's the impact, how do their customers talk about them, the ones that love them, how do they talk about them? And that's actually what we use to do the positioning so you can clearly communicate why choose them. And then the flip side of that, the second prong, if you will, is team engagement. So being clear about what the impact of the business is, the team needs to understand their role in delivering that, creating an aligned experience and delivering the value. And so everyone wants to feel like they're winning in what they do. The team need to understand how they are the brand ambassador. And as you said with my book, turning your team into heroes, because your team create the raving fans.
Definitely, most definitely. It's very kind of interesting. I have a concept that I apply in my UPS stores, and it's called ECEE, which stands for Extraordinary Customer Experience Every Time. And the thing is that, and the reason why I've developed this and implemented it in my business is because we're UPS stores, right? We all ship, we all pack, we all do printing, we do all of these different things. We all carry the same, basically, profit centers, products and services, right? So what's going to make a difference between coming into my UPS store and the guy's UPS store, the lady's UPS store down the street? The big one on that is going to be because the experience you have in my store. Because people pay for experiences, they pay more money for experiences than they do just having customer service. Everybody in the world now has to provide at least a minimum of good customer service or you're not going to be in business long. And so the thing is that if you're able to provide an extraordinary customer experience, you really get to elevate your business above other people because you're doing something that someone else is not doing or even refusing to do.
John, you said two things that I think are really, really important. One is the experience is what differentiates you. And this is part of, as you said, I've done a lot of work with independent pharmacies and there can be 10 pharmacies in town and each pharmacy can have a different focus. The key is, are you clear about that your pharmacy is about creating patient outcomes and wellness? It's not about dispensing medication. Dispensing medication is just the vehicle. Just like with your UPS stores, it's not just about shipping a package. It's, are you making it easier why are they shipping the package? And so how are you making their life easier, better, creating better outcomes? The other thing you said that I think was really, really essential was every time. Consistency for me builds trust, and consistency outperforms a wow experience anytime. If you, you know, I hear all these gurus saying, create the wow, create the wow. I want to see a wow that's sustainable that you can repeat, or else it's not a wow. What it is setting up customers for, you know, failed expectations, the next experience that you can't deliver a consistent wow.
And the great thing about that is when you create consistency, you can create a consistent wow factor too. But here's the thing about it is that who is delivering that? That is your people. That there is, you know, we've all been given stewards. We all have stewardship of people that we've been given to. And so my employees in my business, I'm their steward. You know, I'm here to help take care of them, but they're also there to help take care of me also. This is a symbiotic relationship I have with my employees. And the thing is that if you can create systems and procedures that makes the consistent wow factor easy, then you have to do that. And let me give you a prime example, Patty, then I'll let you expound on this because I'm sure you've got great stories about this. But let me give you a real quick story about this. So at the end of our transactions, I give back an 4.25 sheet of paper that is on cardstock. So it's thick and it has advertisement on it and it's gloss. And on it, it says, did you know? And then we promote whatever profit center we're wanting to do. So let's say it is, shredding. Okay. So my employee hands Mr. Customer or Mrs. Customer the bounce back and they say, did you know that we have shredding services? My tongue's getting tied. Services. And the customer, it doesn't matter what the customer replies. They could reply peanut butter. It doesn't matter. They can reply, but most people say either yes or no. Yes, I do. Great. The next time you need a shredding service, come back and see us. No, I didn't know that. Great. The next time you need shredding service, come back and see us. It is a very consistent piece because I'm not worrying about the interaction between my employee and the customer. Only thing I'm doing is trying to start a conversation and giving educational pieces. And I tell my employees, you are not salespeople. You are education people. Your job is to educate the customer. And when you educate, because anybody can educate someone else, not everybody is a good salesperson. In fact, most people aren't good salespeople. And so if you can get their mindset and change it to, hey, we are educationers. You know, we're basically teachers. And what we're doing is that we are telling our customers about a product and service. And then they have a choice whether or not they want to come back and use us at a later date.
Yeah. So again, John, I'm going to pick up a couple things out of that. The first is systems. But it's you know, there have been numerous studies that we pay so much attention when something goes wrong in a business, right? If we make a mistake with the client or there's a backstage mistake. And we think of it like it's a people issue, like somebody made a mistake. And what they've shown is more than 95% of the time, it's a systems issue, not a people issue. So if you use things that go wrong and look at why it went wrong, all of a sudden you're continually improving your systems. The rule of thumb is if it's left up to memory, it will not happen consistently, period. Even with the best intentions, because we get focused on something else. So I love the cardstock as an example, and you know, hopefully they're by the cash register, and then there's the training. So first of all, I'm 100% with you. You will not, nothing will happen consistently, and your team will not, you won't be able to harness the wisdom in your team if you don't have good systems, because everything, there's a saying, systematize the routine so you can humanize the exception. If you don't do that, it's like scattershot every time. So that was the first thing you said that I thought was really, really important. The second thing is, even salespeople don't generally like to sell. Usually, you have to have pretty good infrastructure to keep salespeople on track, and they respond to deadline and pressure to do the things to sell. So the name of my book, Upsolution, was actually a play on upselling. Nobody wants to upsell. People don't want to sell. And people, your customers don't want to feel like they're being sold. Upsolutions is, who is this person? What do they need? Asking questions to pull out what, you know, what's information that they don't even know to ask for. Rule of thumb is, your customers don't even know the questions to ask to make an effective buying decision. For you, delivering it, it's obvious. For your customers, they don't even know where to start. They don't even know what's relevant. So if your team are not educating, let's go to your example, John, with the card, did you know that we have shredding services? You know, chances are, I bet you get an awful lot of no's. And pretty much every business and really almost every person has things they need to shred.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that, and here's the crazy thing about it. On this bounce back that we're heading back to someone, it says, did you know we have shredding services? Okay. So the thing about it is that I've made it even more simple for my people, because the thing is that, the only thing they have to remember is invite them back. Great. The next time you need this, come and see us. It doesn't matter what they say. And it's the thing is that if you create simple talk tracks, that is a educational simple talk track. And then if you write it down on a bounce back for them to read off of, after about the fifth or sixth one, they're going to be like, oh, I've got this down pat. Did you know we have shredding services? And they do this for 2 months. And after 2 months, they're sick of saying it. And then I switch it up to a different product or service. Oh, by the way, did you know that we have notary service or whatever? But we figured out in our business, it takes about 2 months of saturation to get our customers completely educated. And then we move to something different. And the thing is that it is all about this consistent piece, because I'm not asking them to have major conversations. Some of my employees are great conversationalists. Others are more introverted. They're there to get a paycheck. They're there to get a job. But if you put this system in front of them and say, this is the system, this is the procedure on how to do it, and this is my expectation that you are going to do this every time. That's part of that ECEE, extraordinary customer experience. Every time, you got to get that consistency. And this is across all 10 locations.
Yeah, that's great. That's great, John. I can think of a number of examples. This is true for all businesses. We've been talking about, you know, your UPS stores. But I remember when I decided to buy a flat screen TV for the first time, you know, because I teach this stuff, because I work with this stuff, you know, the only advantage I have is that I know I don't know. Most people don't know they don't know. So knowing that I don't know about buying a TV, it was just that, you know, these look cool and my old boxy one, I want a flat screen TV. So my methodology is to go to three different stores and I let the stores educate me. Well, I found a local TV shop, TV and stereo. And so when I went in, you know, the young guy came up to me and said, I want to buy a flat screen TV. I know nothing about it. And so he started asking questions like, what do you like to watch on TV? I would never have thought that's relevant. I'm just choosing how big I want it. And, you know, so sports versus drama, it's different. And then he was, you know, how big is your room? He had a number of questions that were, you know, do you like to do Netflix, or do you like to do TV channels? And so he had, you know, were three or four questions that I would not have thought to consider. And then he made a recommendation. And so what's interesting, now this is about 12 years ago or so. So it's when, it's actually when LED technology first came out. I got completely sold on the LED emerging technology on a number of different, you know, less energy, doesn't get warm, all of these neat things. I walked out, I went in expecting to spend about $400. I walked out spending $1,200 and happy with the purchase, right? They came, they installed, I did a whole home theater so that I had surround sound. They came and installed it all. They tested it. They set me up. And I just had like white glove service and, you know, have been happy with the purchase. And it's a story I tell, and I recommend the store all the time because they took the time to educate me. So I felt I made a good decision. I can give you other examples that I've spent more money than I thought I was going to spend because I bought the wrong thing, had to take it back, went through all the hurdles of taking it back. Even worse, when you buy online, you have to ship it back. You know, and you spend all this time to find. And in the meantime, I much prefer to have somebody create an experience for me, ask me questions, so that I feel I'm informed to make a decision. I'm happy about the decision. That's an advantage. Companies that do that, this is where you create raving fans.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you one of the best retail companies out there, online retail, okay, that do this better than anybody else, and that's Zappos. Mm-hmm. And they are based out of Las Vegas. So if you're ever in Las Vegas, Patty, go do the tour of the Zappos facility, okay? It is a fantastic – I've done it about four times now. Mm-hmm. They've changed it and it over about a 10-year period, and they've changed it so much.
Well, Amazon bought but the cool thing about this, Shea, six, seven, 8 years ago.
Yeah, and I don't know if you noticed, but Tony died.
I do know that.
And I think it was in a house fire. When am I correct about that?
Yeah, Connecticut or
yeah.
Yeah, I know. Oh, it was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, tragic story.
Yeah.
But anyhow, but getting back to Zappos is that have you ever called their 1-800 number and talked to them about a return or about anything?
You know what, I haven't. But I met Tony Shea, and he spoke at a number of conferences I was at, and he shared a couple of the stories that they had, you know, ordering pizza at 1 o'clock in the morning because they couldn't find a place and they're staying in a hotel in San Francisco. So they called Zappos, and the person on the phone said, well, I don't know that information, but let me look into it and I'll call you back. And damn it, this is a company that sells shoes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's the crazy thing about it is that I was listening to one of their consultants when we were doing a tour, and she was talking about that she had a lady that this is her wedding, and she had bought multiple pairs of shoes, and she actually sent back the wrong pair. Okay, and she calls their customer service line, and she's just like, "Oh my gosh. My wedding is tomorrow. I sent back the wrong shoes and all that stuff." And she was just panicked. And the thing is that the customer service agent overnighted her a pair, okay? Got there at 10:30 in the morning. Her wedding was like, I don't know, 3 or 4 o'clock that afternoon. Got there at 10:30 in the morning. This is a Saturday now. Got there at 10:30 in the morning. And then at the reception, there was like an edible arrangement that showed up from Zappos.
Yes, that's they do that.
Thanking her.
They do that over and above.
Yeah, and so this is a you're talking about up solutions. This is a heck of an up solution, you know?
You know, that's a great story, John. And, you know, the whole thing with Zappos, it started in their over-the-top customer service started because who the heck would want to buy shoes online? I mean, there was a number of economies of scale, but who, you know, how can you buy shoes online? You have to try them on. So they, you know, all of this came out of how do you take away the barriers for someone to want to buy shoes online? And I've bought shoes from Zappos. They used to ship to Canada. They've gotten more narrow focused since Amazon bought them, which is probably good for business, but not so good for us in Canada. But they're also brilliant at under-promising and over-delivering. They always want that extra wow. So you order shoes and they promise it in 2 days, but they jump through hoops to get it in one.
Yep. Well, and also, too, I think the thing is that if you don't like them, it's free shipping back. It is a free return. And here's the thing about it is that Zappos is not the cheapest shoes out there. Mm-hmm. They're not. Mm-hmm. But you were paying for that experience with Zappos. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you're paying for. Have you been to their website and looked? They have videos for every pair of shoes, every piece of clothing, everything they sell on Zappos. They have a video of having somebody try on the shoes, walk around in the shoes, describe the shoes. What they're doing is that they are creating an experience that is well above and beyond. Online. This is not face-to-face, Patty. This is online. Mm-hmm. Crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, and the thing is that you can go to, and also too, their app is as good as going to the website.
I haven't tried their app. I'll have to try their app. Again, they can't ship to Canada anymore, so that it's a little bit of a bummer. And it's an important point. I think Zappos is an interesting company for any business, any retail service business to pay attention to, because they're kind of a leader at identifying barriers to purchase and reducing those barriers, eliminating those barriers. Because, you know, John, you and I are talking about we work a lot with retail businesses. A lot of them are brick and mortar businesses, whether retail or service. And every business needs to be thinking from a hybrid position. Every single business, it's who are your customers, what's important to them, what do they want and need, and how do they want to consume what you offer. And in pretty much every industry, that's changed over the last 2 years. Right? You know, all
Definitely.
Of us, even.
Yeah, I mean.
It's all changed, so you need to reevaluate, and are you reaching your customers where they are?
Yeah, it is so vitally important that you are reaching your customers where they are and how they're doing business. And the thing is that so here in the United States, people are pushed into our UPS store locations for Amazon returns. And the process is ridiculously easy. And we are coming out with kiosk now to where if you have a return, you can just go to the kiosk, scan a barcode, scan your code, a label prints out. You put the item into a bag, put the label around the bag, and drop it into a bin and walk out. Now, that scares me a little bit because we've been talking about an experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I can do, though, is that once again, let's go back to minding your concepts of educating our customers, correct? Well, the thing is that when I get a kiosk out there, I'm gonna have an employee out there educating everybody that comes in. And once they get educated, my employee can bypass them. But if somebody new that comes in that's never used it before, we're going to educate them on how to use it. Once again, it is that experiential piece, because if you go into another UPS store and they say, hey, I've got an Amazon returns, they say, oh, the kiosk is out there. What how does that make you feel, Patty?
I'm not important. I'm only doing an Amazon return.
That's right. So the thing is, so now that we're talking about, you know, our team and our people and stuff, so what are the key components to set your team or your people up to win? What are the key components in that, Patty?
Well, that's good. So, and I like the way you said that, John. I really, really believe it's the owner and management's role to set your team up to win. Everyone wants to feel like they're winning, and most of the time they're guessing. A pharmacy owner I worked with a number of years ago said that before he put the, you know, core structure in place, so your team knew what was expected of them, knew how they were doing, and felt like they were in the loop. Before that, he felt that his team were guessing the majority of the time, like 70-80% of the time, team members were guessing what you wanted so that they could feel like they're winning. And most of the time they're guessing wrong. So if your team are trying to figure things out, you haven't set them up to win. So you ask the key structure. It's really for me those three things, right? I like to see position agreements, and which is kind of a takeoff on a job description. A job description focus on the task. A position agreement is what are the standards for those tasks. So whatever that role in the business is responsible for, what are the standards? So if it's greeting customers when they walk in the door, but by when? 3 steps in the door, 2 seconds. What's the standard? By when do you want to have a customer greeted? And if it's returning calls, you know, how many calls that go through to voicemail, and how by when do you want to have those calls promised customers are returning those? There needs to be standards. So pretty much everything, there needs to be standards in place so that they know people are not guessing, they know how to win. Then the second component is they need to know how they're doing. So these are the standards. This is what in their mind, what they think they're doing. They need to know how they're doing. So at least on a monthly basis, there's certainly going to be more frequent interaction, but at least on a monthly basis, there needs to be some kind of interaction with owner, management, and team members that's, you know, this is what's working. This is if there's anything that's not working. And what's the expectation? How do you go from not working to winning, right? So regular feedback in a way that's enriching, not a slam. And then the third piece is regular communication. I want to see at a very bare minimum, and it doesn't matter to me if it's a team of 2 or a team of 50, it needs to be regular communication, at least a weekly huddle, no more than, you know, 15, 20 minutes a week, but at least a weekly huddle. What are the key projects for the week? Are there any updates? What is promised? What are people are going to work on this week? And at the start of the next week, they report on what they accomplished or any challenges. What's the key focus? What are the promises for the week? So that the team feel that they're in the loop. They're part of the action.
Yeah, that's so vitally important, because the thing is that it's setting the expectations on what you're looking for. And so I've got a pretty interesting statistic for you. Okay, you talked about greeting the customer, right? And what's the time frame of that? For us, it's within the first 5 seconds they walk through the door. Okay, and here is a interesting statistic across 10 UPS stores in 10 different markets in Tennessee. Okay, so we have markets that are more blue collar based. We have markets that's more rural. I have one store I have several stores that are in business markets. Okay. I have several stores that are in residential markets. And so the thing is that the interesting thing is that on average, if we look up, make eye contact and greet the customer within 5 seconds. So let me say that again. Okay. Look up. Make eye contact and greet the customer within 5 seconds. Look past the customer in front of you. Even if you have to tilt your head to the side, look past them. We'll be with you in just a few minutes, ma'am. We appreciate your patience, okay? Something like that. It's because not only do I set that my expectation for my employees to look at them, and then greet them. But also, if you set that expectations and you say thank you ahead of time for being patient, that sets the expectation up for the customer too. These are huge things. But here's my statistic on this, okay? On average, we normally have a 10% increase in sales across all 10 locations if this is done effectively and consistently. And it has to be done in that way. That is the process. The system is greet the customer. The process is within 5, look up, make eye contact, and do it within 5 seconds. That's the process. The system, once again, is greet the customer. Now you hang that process on that system, and now you set yourself up for success.
So I'm... I've actually created a cartoon on exactly what you're talking about, John, in my training, because it's so essential. The other thing you're doing when you're doing that is you're putting the customer at ease and you're making them feel seen and known. It's the experience of time is relative. So if somebody walks into one of your stores and your team members are working with other customers and they're just kind of la, 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 the time seems to take, like 2 minutes seems to take 10, 20 minutes. But if someone has just acknowledged them, like they're in the store, you know, even if you have to, as you said, move to the side, hi, welcome, I'll be with you in just a minute. Thank you for your patience. That the experience of time shifts and it feels more like the 2 minutes, right? So the just that acknowledgement, yeah. And it could be, you know, again, you have to think from a team member's perspective is they're working on tasks and the customer's is all on the experience. So again, I've worked with a lot of pharmacies. It could be that a customer comes into the pharmacy and they're there to drop off a prescription and the technician is on the computer and they're finishing somebody else's prescription because they're probably going to be coming in the next few minutes, right? They have to finish what they're working on, but they're so focused that they're ignoring the customer in front of the counter. Well, that's so frustrating for the customer in front of the counter that, and all it would take is exactly what you said, look up for just a second, make eye contact, welcome, I apologize, I'm finishing a prescription, and it's an urgent prescription, I will be with you in just a minute. Doesn't take that much time, but that completely shifts the experience. And as you said, John, 10% increase.
Yeah. I mean, this is crazy. So in every one of my UPS stores, we track our sales and other key performance factors, which I can go into, if you're not in the business, it doesn't matter. But let's just talk about sales only, okay? So we track our sales daily. And the thing is that, you know, you can look over a month's period of time and you get to that last week. You've had 3 weeks already gone by. You're looking at that last week. You can tell which stores are doing the things that they should be doing and which aren't. Who's performing and who's not. And the thing is that, you know, we have what I call the four basics that we do in our UPS stores, which is first is greet the customer within 5 seconds. Do it with eye contact, right? The second one is if they're shipping, we do what's called a shipping cadence, which is we start from the highest price shipping. Explain to the customer what that is, pause, and wait for the customer to say yes or no. If they say no, then we go to the next cheapest. And we go down and go down until they say yes. Once they say yes, you stop. You quit educating is what I tell them. Say, there's no more education to be done. They've made a choice. Once they've made a choice, there's no more education. Stop.
Now you're confusing.
You know, I mean, yeah. Yeah, because then once they say yes and you give them another cheaper option, they're just like, whoa, I already said yes on this. So the thing is that it's very funny about this. Then the next thing is that we talk about the pack and ship guarantee, which means that if we package your package, we guarantee that if it gets damaged, broken, or lost, that we will replace the item inside there. It is a guarantee that you will get your money back for whatever the item is on top of your shipping. And the great way I love to approach that one is, and you'll probably love this, Patty, is that I tell my, well, if I'm the one doing this, this is what I say. Not all my employees go by exactly what I say, but I say, congratulations, you just qualified for the pack and ship guarantee. Now, what does that do, Patty?
Well, that's a win. You just created a win.
Well, see, so what it does is that it now that creates a conversation. What are you going to say? Well, what's the pack and ship guarantee? Right. People now they're curious. Now what am I able to do? Turn around and educate the customer on a service that they probably didn't know that I had. And then I can, and here's the thing about this. With that simple talk track, okay, congratulations. You've qualified for the pack and ship guarantee. That simple talk track, I've increased my packing dollars by 30%.
Wow.
And so the thing about it is that what you're doing, Patty, too, is that you are providing solutions for whoever your clients are and able to create these win situations and helping them move their business to the next level. That what you're doing is that you're expanding their profits, you're expanding their minds, you're expanding their capabilities to service their customers. And so the thing is that, so I think my last question for you, Patty, is that how important is it for you to have a service mindset on serving your customers? Why is that so important?
I think, John, that gets to the heart of the matter, that regardless of what you sell, you're in the service business, right? So, and when you understand that, when you understand, you know, let's say you've got a restaurant. Well, restaurants are service and you're selling food. But let's take a fast food place. Maybe you've got a noodle shop, which are the kind of the hot new quick things that are noodle shops. It's around my area. And you think you're selling noodles, but you're really, why are people there buying noodles? How are you making their day better or more fun or more engaging? Or, you know, if you're not actually finding out why they're buying noodles and how are you taking care of them and how you're creating a great experience, you'll have a one-time sale, but you won't build a community. So service and consistent service is the basis of trust and relationship, which is what allows you to build a community of repeat business. Interesting statistic, depending on your industry, obviously, but for most businesses, it takes a repetition of three times. So a patient or a customer comes into your store three times before you recoup your investment, your marketing investment. If you look at how much you spend to attract new customers in all the different various ways, your team time doing it as well as, you know, direct expenditure out. If you look at what it costs to attract a new customer, generally they have to do business with you three times to recoup that investment and start being profitable. So if you're not focused on service, you're not going to, it's kind of like you're putting more out than you're getting in. That the wealth of a business is your repeat business.
Yeah. I think it's so crucial in this, you know, because the thing is that, I mean, I own all these businesses, and the thing is, it took me a long time to understand a couple of things. And one of them is that, first of all, I'm a steward of everybody that my businesses touch. Okay. And my number one customer is actually my employees. If you really want to get down to the heart and soul of it, they're my number one customer, because I have to sell them or educate them on why we do the things we do. And I have to impart in them this service mentality of, this is why we do the things we do, because we are here as helpers. We're here as educators. We're here as servants. And once you develop this kind of atmosphere, once you develop this culture, this service, helping, educating culture, it permeates throughout everything that you do. And it's really interesting because I've got systems and procedures in all my UPS stores. They're all the same, but you go into each different location and they all have their own personality. And that's because of the people there. And the thing is that they're still providing the core things that my culture provides in their own personality. I mean, that's one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my businesses is just, you know, I provide this culture, but then the store's personality shines through that. And each store provides this service in a little different way, but they're still abiding to all of these systems and procedures.
Yeah, that's when you know you've got a great framework, because then it's customizable to the talent and the marketplace, because you have different customers in each of those stores too.
Yeah, it's perfect. Well, Patty, it's been great having you. Can you do me a favor? Can you give me a little bit more about you and how people can contact you, how they can get your book, any of these kinds of things? I would love for you to tell my listeners how they can learn more about yourself.
Wonderful. Thank you, John. And a real privilege and pleasure, so thank you. So the easiest way to access anything and connect with me is my website, pattymara.com, PATTIMARA.com. And from there, there's links to, I'm active on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm not yet into the TikTok thing yet, but we'll see. And then my book you can pick up at pretty much any online, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and Canada Chapters. So any online. And then, again, there's more information on my website with links to the different online booksellers. Oh, sorry, John. I also want to put in, there's a great, you know, there's a real talent in being able to look at, you talk a lot about service. There's a real talent to be able to looking at your customer, your business through your customer's eyes, and not just for the owners, but also for the team members. So I actually created a tool called the Touchpoint Scorecard that really lets you measure each of the touchpoints from the experience you're creating. It's particularly powerful to do with your team, especially your frontline team members. And that's you can download that for free on my website. There's a special website address, though. It's pattymara.com/ expansion code radio. So an expansion, of course, XPANSION.
Perfect. So what I'll do is that if you'll just send me an email for all this stuff, I will link all the things in my notes, in my podcast. And then I will also put all this stuff up on my social media when we air this podcast. So yeah, I mean, I really do appreciate you. I mean, you have some great insights on stuff. Everything else. And since I consider myself my identity in life, I have created as a continual learner. That's how I identify myself, as a continual learner. So that this way, whenever I'm uneducated about something, only thing I have to do is educate myself. So the thing is that it helps protect me a little bit from some of the cruel stuff in this world out there. So if somebody calls me stupid, I'm just going, well, I don't know about stupid. I may just be uneducated about that. And so anyhow, but I'll put all this stuff and we'll get this stuff all out there for our listeners. And it's just been a pleasure having you on today.
An absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, John. I think it's important, the knowledge you bring to your audience. So thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. And folks, we will see you on the next one. Thank you so much for joining me today and listening to this episode. Hopefully, what I shared with you will help you in your business journey as we share to help others expand their minds, businesses, and profits. If this episode did help you, be sure to share it with someone else that you know that it will help. We can only achieve our mission if we share it with others and always give first. I hope I can also help you even further by sharing my resources. It is a page that contains all the digital assets we use to expand our business and to help us free up time. The great thing about this page, it is completely free. Just go to resources.expansioncode.com to get your free access. Thank you again for tuning in. Have a fantastic day, my friends.